your weekly look at all things black and gold. Here's your host, Neil Sika and Dwight Burgess.
Good evening. Another edition of the Ohio famous, the world famous Inside the Crew. Probably not. Neil Sika with you. Dwight Burgess en route to getting back from his preseason trip with the Wittenberg Tigers and his visit in England. May try and catch up with him a bit at the end of the show. Hope you're doing well. As we're all coming down from the excitement of Hell is Real on Saturday. It finished 2-2 as Crew fans and Cincinnati fans are very much aware, not for the faint of heart, the way the game started, the way the game ended. It was there for the taking for Columbus, but they finished with a tie, and that puts still a wrinkle in their playoff climb because they needed to maximize these home games, and they only have three left. We got a full show for you. I'm going to recap this Cincinnati game. Pedro Santos, a few minutes away, had that stunning goal in the second half to help tie the game. There were multiple chances, three, four chances alike, to win it late, but they were not able to get it done. Jossy Zardes had three. Teton was huge in making those saves. So they split the points. They'll play again on the 25th at Nippert Stadium. Toronto FC is ahead this week. TSN's Luke Weilman going to join the show. We're going to catch up, too, with a Crew great, one of the great alums, one of the great players. And college soccer is just around the corner. Brian Masenoff, who's the head coach of the Buckeyes, will also be on later in the program. Colin Berenger, my producer, had the chance to take in Hell is Real. Did the atmosphere live up to the billing for you?
Oh, easily. It was one of the best Crew environments I've ever been in. I mean, it's...
Can we get that for 16 more games? That's the key. I think everyone knows that.
I would love it. I mean, it was up there with some of the USA-Mexico matches we've had up there. It was that good. In my opinion,
there's something about an environment like that. You mentioned USA Mexico, MLS Cup 15. They're infrequent, but now to know that you're going to have at least once a year, whether it's the final few years at Mapfre Stadium or the new Arena District Stadium, to have that environment, and I think you'll have more environments like that in the new digs. It's pretty damn cool, and I think it can hopefully get more people involved in terms of wanting to come out and see this team play. And that's, I think, one of the great things about having an in-state foe 2 hours away. Would you agree? FC Cincinnati's had some good crowds, and they talk about all of that. But it lifts your game. The front offices are going to be doing their due diligence to build the rosters to be competitive and going into the new stadiums, rightfully so. But as a community, just like when Toronto fans showed up and the Nordeca was created in 08, you don't want to get upstaged on your home field. I think the fan support grows a little bit, or at least the interest within the communities takes hold when you have a organic rivalry that's this close together.
I completely agree with that, because I feel like you haven't really, outside of the Toronto early on feel of it, you haven't had that essence of a big road crowd trying to come in and take over a stadium. So I feel like that's kind of what I witnessed them try to attempt to do this past weekend.
And they were loud in their first half.
They were, but the Crew faithful came out and did their job.
I think Cincinnati had one shot, two shots in the second half. Crew really put the pedal to the metal after falling behind a couple of goals. They got that penalty right before the half. Pedro Santos straight ahead, and we'll talk to him about that game and what's ahead in the final eight games for Columbus. Now, are you excited for the Trillium Cup this Saturday? Wildflower of Columbus, provincial flower of Ontario. It just rings off the tongue, but it's an important game, and Toronto FC has been up and down. They're around the 500 mark, sitting in that seventh and last playoff spot right now in the Eastern Conference. Another important game, and the home games are running thin, but do you consider Toronto a rivalry?
I think it's been, you know, passed down to me. I have, but sure. I want the Cincinnati Crew one to be bigger, if that makes sense.
No, it will be. It will be. Thanks for your insight, Colin. All right, without further ado, the man with the big marker in the second half, one that will, I'm sure, stand out in his career. We had him on earlier in the show this season. it was his birthday, and some of the recording got lost in translation. So I'm glad we're able to catch up with Pedro Santos again here on Inside the Crew. He was on the MLS Team of the Week, Pedro Santos, here with us on Inside the Crew. Have you ever scored a goal like that? Or when was the last time you had a goal like that that probably will rank up there with one of your best?
Yeah, I scored not the same goal in Portugal, but for me it was my best goal in my career. It was in Braga. But this one is maybe the second or the third goal for me.
Yeah, pretty exciting stuff to tie that game, the Cincinnati match on Saturday. Braga has a great rivalry with Guimarães, but I'm wondering, playing in this Columbus-Cincinnati game for the first time, how did that stack up to some of the other derbies that you've been in your career?
Yeah, it was a great moment for us and for the supporters. I think this is very good for the league because the players like to play like games like this. So I was excited for the game, and everybody was excited. And I think we did well, and we play. Was a good game for everybody to watch because we have a lot of goals. Unfortunately, we don't get the 3 points, but. I think for the show was a great game to watch.
It certainly was. Pedro Santos is the guest here on Inside the Crew. That's the tough part, because you probably leave that game as a team thinking that we should have won with all those chances at the end. That's how football goes sometimes. But knowing the predicament you guys are in trying to make the playoffs, do you still feel pretty confident you can get that done? 7 points back with 8 games to go?
Everybody believe we can get the playoffs, so we are working hard to get the playoffs. We know it's hard because we are 7 points behind, but everybody believe, and I think we are playing with more confidence, and we show every game by game we are. We are close to get the victory, so we feel confident, and we will fight for the playoffs until the end.
Pedro Santos with me here on Inside the Crew. I noticed you gave a big hug to Emmanuel Ledesma at the end of the game. Did you know him from a previous time in your career, and what's your friendship like?
No, I don't know him, but he come to hug me, and He was talking to me about the goal, so he was a good guy, and he was saying to me, I should have didn't score the goal because they want to win, but yeah. I was happy for the goal, but was a good talk, but I think he's a good guy, but I don't know him.
Well, it was nice to, you're starting your friendship there.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Well, of course, he scored in the game as well, their second goal. But it's nice to have that support, not only from your foes, but your teammates. It's been an emotional year for you, but I know that Artur, a good friend like him, and some of the Spanish-speaking contingent on the team has helped carry you through, and it's great to be around your family in a moment like that. The passing of your father earlier this year, but it's good to have a good group of individuals on this team that I'm sure has helped carry you through this course of the season.
Yes, it's true, because I passed a lot and this year, a lot of emotion, so now the thing is going better, but it's going better because they support me all the time, so I felt this support when my father passed away, so I still feel everybody support me and everybody wants my best. So I'm so thankful and I'm grateful for everybody to support me and help me to be better and be focused in the game, and because I want to help my teammates and the team, but it's a little complicated to to be here, and my mom is in Portugal alone. So with her support, I can keep my focus in the gym and in the league.
Yeah, that's got to be tough. Wanting to be there for your family back back at home, but it's great to see you thriving here, and glad that your teammates can be there for the support. Pedro Santos, the guest here on Inside the Crew. You have 8 goals this season, Pedro, in a domestic league season. That's the most you've had. Talking with a guy like Jossy Zardes, he says that he doesn't have a typical number that he's usually aiming for. And I know you just wanted to score more goals and assists and help contribute, but did you ever think that you were going to have this type of a breakout season this year? It's come at a good time.
I want to keep scoring goals because I feel good when I score a goal. Everybody feels this. It's true, but I don't think in numbers. I think in my performance in every game. My thoughts is always help the team with assist, with a goal, create opportunities for the other guys. So, but if I chose a number, probably 10 was the maximum, the minimum I want to score. But I'm not worried about this because, like I said, I always try to help my teammates, but I'm not thinking in a goal. So if I score better, because it's a good moment for me. But if I didn't score more and if I do more assists, it's better for the team too. So I'm not worried about the goals.
Spoken very diplomatically, Pedro Santos here on Inside the Crew. Before I let you go, Pedro, driving back from Obetz, it is a regen session off day for the team. What do you like to do with the family when you have these moments to spend away from the game?
Yeah, I like to spend the time with my family, my sons. Go walking for the park or something. Like yesterday, I was a little bit to the zoo. So spend more time with my family because I travel a lot this month. So my son missed me a little bit. So I try to spend more time with him and play with him and do stuff with my family.
That's wonderful. Keep that body fresh as we get these final 8 games coming up here in the playoff push for Columbus. Pedro, great goal on Saturday. Thanks so much for the time, and always great to talk to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That is Pedro Santos, MLS Team of the Week, and he had the big smack on Saturday night to tie the game at 2. And Columbus earning a point against FC Cincinnati, but they have made the challenge a little bit more difficult. Toronto FC is coming up Saturday at 7:30. TSN voice Luke Weilman will join me next here on Inside the Crew, 97.1 The Fan.
If it's Buckeye football you crave, you come to the right place. And if it's day drinking you crave, you've also come to the right place. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Chris Spielman and Mark Lobb here for your hometown team, Byers Mazda. Stop in and test drive a new Mazda today. Mazda vehicles combine style and performance with great fuel economy. And at Byers Mazda, you'll get a premium vehicle without paying a premium price.
And you know, Mark, these Mazdas are just fun to drive.
I agree, Chris.
With 1.9% financing, now is the time to buy or lease a new Mazda from Byers Dublin Mazda. I-270 and Sawmill Road on Billingsley Road. Just look for the giant windmill. It's big. Online at ByersMazda.com.
Are you a smart mouth? Then you know Comfort Dental costs less with the same great care. Comfort Dental accepts all types of insurance. Ask about the Gold Plan for more savings. Make an appointment at Comfort Dental today. New patients are just $19, including exam and x-ray, a $185 value. Payment due at time of service. For dentist contact info, visit ComfortDental.com. Services provided by a state-licensed general dentist. Comfort Dental, we'll be there when you need us.
Son, it's time to learn how to do the lawn. Walk with me.
Got it.
Never diagonal rows. This isn't a baseball field. Vertical rows, son, up and down. So you hit every blade of grass. You know, it's just like they taught us in the Corps. If you're going to do a job, do it right.
Dad, you pretty much just did the whole lawn.
Pretty much won't cut it, bud. No lawn is finished until the edges are trimmed.
It's like the edge of a ruler. Look at that line, son. Like you, USAA always goes above and never cuts corners, because our members deserve nothing but the best. Like with a customized mobile app that offers unparalleled service 24/7, so our knowledgeable team can quickly help you handle any urgent needs the right way. Because for us, good enough is not good enough. Get a quote to bundle and save on USAA home and auto insurance.
Look at it. Son, you're looking at your phone. Look at the line.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
It's Amanda with Logan AC and Heat Services. Stay cool this summer with our inventory sale going on now. Take 50% off a Trane air conditioner when you purchase a furnace. And we've got financing options too, including 0% APR for 60 months. Estimates are free and installation only takes 1 day. So find us on Google to book your appointment now. We're the home of fast, friendly service, Logan Services.
It's never too early to plan your fantasy football league. Join the fan at the Ultimate Fantasy Football Draft Party at Hollywood Casino Columbus on Saturday, August 24th. Sign up at 971thefan.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966 for help. Must be 21 or older to enter.
Got an old car you want to sell?
I do, for cash.
Then go to pickandpull.com or call 800-442-JUNK and they'll give you a cash quote.
Oh, you mean like Johnny Cash said,
I wear black because I'm comfortable in it.
That kind of quote? I mean, if you go to pickandpull.com or call 800-442-JUNK,
yep,
Pick and Pull will give you a quote for cash for your junk car.
Got it.
And towing is free.
You know who said that?
Yeah, I did just now.
That's right.
Got an old junk car? Need cash? Call 800-442-JUNK, 800-442-5865, or go to pickandpull.com.
We make it easy. That is the name of the game.
That's Nick Stefano at Diamonds Direct, who says his mission is to take the hard work out of buying an engagement ring. One suggestion he has for guys: hijack her social media and bring in a picture.
And I just had a guy come in the other day and show me a picture of something on Pinterest, and it makes it so easy because I just went over and grabbed the ring that matched perfectly with the picture. He was like, well, that's the ring. That's it. It was that easy. It took about 5 seconds, and we put a beautiful oval in it, and it was done.
It's because Diamonds Direct has all the rings women want. Over 4,000 to choose from all the top bridal designers. If she's seen it online, we have it.
Yeah, you just show me a picture, and it's done.
Diamonds Direct, where we always make it easy for guys.
So we have the lowest price, it's easy. Biggest selection, easy. And the lifetime guarantee, included too. Again, making it easy is the name of the game, and that's what we do.
Diamonds Direct.
We're turning every guy that comes in here into a hero.
Your love, our passion.
Without a doubt.
On Polaris Parkway.
In the new 2019 Acura ILX, control is yours for the taking. Take control of your phone with available Android Auto integration. Take control of the conversation with the striking diamond Pentagon grille. And help keep things under control with Acura Watch Advanced Safety and Driver Assistance Technology, standard. Put control in your hands and test drive the ILX today. The new 2019 Acura ILX, total control.
Visit your Central Ohio Acura dealers. Proud partners of Columbus Crew SC.
50 million Americans live with a brain or spine condition. For all those people, at Ohio Health, we never stop. Turning crooked smiles into big grins after a stroke, and cautious steps into confident strides for those with Parkinson's disease. It's how we got to be one of the nation's 15 top health systems. Just like you never stop looking for answers, we never stop. Connect with us at ohiohealth.com/we never stop. Ohio Health Neuroscience. Believe in we.
Back to Inside the Crew. Here's Neil Sika and Dwight Burgess.
Get up with attitude. When people sweat it out, you always play it cool.
Welcome back. I should remind everyone, Pedro Santos' goal is up for MLS Goal of the Week. So go to MLSsoccer.com and vote for Pedro. As his goal, helping to earn the crew a point. They're unbeaten in five. They've got their old Trillium Cup friends coming in on the weekend. They have not played Toronto FC yet. In fact, Toronto and Vancouver are the last teams Columbus has not faced, and they'll see TFC now, and then in the regular season finale up at BMO Field on this condensed schedule, which ends October 6th. Our good friend on this show is Luke Weilman, TSN voice. You'll hear him calling TFC games, Vancouver games, and all things soccer in Canada. I was covering the Women's World Cup in France this past summer. How you doing, Luke?
Great, Neil. Good to be with you.
Always good to be with you. We were talking off air, but Sheffield United back in the Premier League, and I know excites you being a Sheffield man.
Absolutely. Well, before I was Sheffield born and bred to start with, but then before I moved to Canada back in 2006, I was the sports editor at Radio Sheffield, the BBC station there. So I was doing the play-by-play on both sides of the divide in Sheffield. Sheffield Wednesday, Sheffield United, and the United story's been great. They've got a couple of promotions in the last 3 years. Suddenly find themselves in the Premier League, and they started with a nice draw at the weekend away at Bournemouth with a last-minute goal. So things looking good, but as you know, it's often pretty difficult for promoted teams to keep their Premier League status. So it could be a long season for them.
Yes, one of 37, but for your sake, I hope they make it interesting and competitive for you here in the Premier League campaign. Luke Meilman from TSN, our guest. Toronto FC is in action tomorrow in the Canadian Championship. They've got a 2-0 lead on aggregate against Ottawa. We'll get to that in a second. But overall, your consensus on a group that has a lot of talent on this roster. Pozuelo has come in and electrified, at least he did from the start. You've got Altidore. There are still some big names, including the most recent addition of Omar Gonzalez from his familiarity of MLS. But Luke, they have 9 wins, and they have 33 points, and they're 7 points clear of Columbus, but last spot in the East. What's your temperature on this team right now as we hit the stretch run?
Well, for a start, they've not been good enough, consistently enough. And a lot of that through the spring was about the fact that they couldn't get their big names on the field enough together. And when Altidore and Pozuelo generally have played together, TFC have looked devastating in attack. They've both got 9 goals so far this season. Most of them, though, have been scored at home. And there have been times when Jozy Altidore was out with an injury, then the Gold Cup derailed things as well for TFC when they were missing some key players. And they've had their injury issues as well. But it's kind of been like last year where everybody was just waiting for them to kick into gear and put a run together, and they still haven't done that. A couple of games ago, they won 3 out of 4, but then they've lost at New York Red Bulls with a performance that the second half just wasn't anywhere near good enough. And then they couldn't win at home against Orlando at the weekend. So they're dropping points when they shouldn't be right now. They only have 3 home games left out of the remaining 9. They've got 6 on the road. But the thing for TFC is they're playing a lot of teams that are below them in the league or out of contention in the West as well, like Colorado. So the schedule, despite the fact they're on the road a lot, is fairly favorable in terms of the team that they would expect to be. And now they've made some additions in the transfer window. They have no more excuses because they've tried to shore up defense with Omar Gonzalez, brought in a couple of attacking pieces with Benazee, the French midfielder, and Gallardo, a Venezuelan winger, who are yet to really set things alight in Major League Soccer. They've only made a couple of appearances. So really, everything's set up for TFC to have a run between now and the season. And if they don't, it will be a huge disappointment with the amount of money they've spent on this squad.
Luke Wildman, the guest here on Inside the Crew. Last year, you had the fallback of the run in the Champions League and all the injuries that they were beset by, missing out on the playoffs, coming off of that treble season and winning MLS Cup in 17 and finally reaching the pinnacle. Of course, Tim Bezbatchenko knows that roster well. He's here now, and then this season coming in, Champions League, Independiente pulls the upset. Where do you think it is in terms of Greg Vanney's long-term staying power with the club, and is there still pressure on the hot seat, the crowd, and the dynamics there is much different than in most MLS markets? Are they feeling the pressure, do you think?
Yeah, I don't think Greg Vanney can afford to fail for a second season in a row, despite everything that he's achieved and the stability that he's brought to the club over the last 5 years or so. And the fact he got to 2 MLS Cups with spending over $20 million on a squad, they have to make playoffs. And really, they shouldn't be having to go on the road for the first round. When you're spending that much money, you should be in the top 4 in the Eastern Conference for sure. They need to put it all together. The fact they had this season, like I mentioned, the injuries to Altidore earlier on that derailed them a little bit. The fact that there was a bit of a scramble when Tim Bezbatchenko left after Christmas time, when he made the move to Columbus and Ali Curtis came in, and the first thing he was dealing with for the first 3 or 4 weeks was, would Jovinko stay or go? And then Victor Vasquez, who was a key part, asked for a move. By the time they got Pozuelo in, it was already the season a couple of weeks old. So they were scrambling a little bit to try and get on their feet early in the season. They wanted Gonzalez earlier. It didn't come until July in the end because they couldn't get it done with Atlas's team back in March. So they were always a little bit behind the eight ball, and despite that, they did really well with 3 minutes to start the season for the first time in Major League Soccer. But they just had a few bad runs, including one where they went winless in matches through May and June.
Yeah.
And really, that consistency. And you would expect better performances, more reliable performances on a regular basis from this squad that's been put together.
Now, it's a big one Saturday with Columbus and Toronto FC. That's a 7:30 kickoff at Mafre Stadium. 41 goals allowed, brought in Gonzalez. Laurent Simon's kind of in the twilight of his career, a fine career at that. You've got Mavinga, you've got Westberg taking over in goal. Are you surprised by that, or has it been Bono's playing standards not up? What do you make of the defense overall with this group?
Well, it was a huge change in goal when Greg Vanney decided to go with Quentin Westberg, who was brought in just before the start of the season, and everyone wondered if he was just a backup or if there would actually be a real competition for the number one jersey in Toronto. Alex Bono had been someone that Vanney had relied upon over the last few years. But I think with Westberg, he liked the fact that he's got a big voice. He wanted someone who could organize at the back. And ideally, Vanney wants to play out from the back as well. And he thinks that Westberg is a little better at that. But they've had their problems in defense. They tried to sign Omar Gonzalez earlier than they actually did. But when they got him in July, he made a difference. By then, though, they'd already let an awful lot of goals in. And really, Laurent Simon is someone who didn't work for them. And I think they would say that was a signing they probably got wrong in the offseason. They found out very early on that it was, at this stage of his career, probably not a position that he could play in a back four against some quick attackers when they got destroyed in Panama in the Champions League. And they've almost had to look at their formations around who they've had available defensively, with Drew Moore also now nearing the end of his career and missing a number of games because of injury as well. So moving forward, they want to have that solidity at back with Westberg in goal, two central defenders probably of Mavinga alongside Gonzalez, and then Michael Bradley sitting just in front of them to try and make them difficult to break down. But there have been too many times where they've just looked as if they're a step or two off defensively this season. And that's something that they said at the end of last year when they had that terrible year and missed the playoffs was their number one priority to fix. And we'll wait and see if they have fixed it with Gonzalez or if there's still work to be done there.
Luke Weilman of TSN, the guest here on Inside the Crew. Before I let you go, I mentioned the Canadian Championship tomorrow against Ottawa. They're up 2-0 comfortably. They're the favorites, I'm assuming, to win this competition again. What priority do you think they'll put in terms of the lineup before Saturday's game?
Well, they want to be in the CONCACAF Champions League for sure. And if this was the final against a team from Major League Soccer like Montreal, who fair chance they'll face in the final, then I'm sure Greg Vanney would put a very strong lineup out. But I think at this stage, 2-0 up from the first leg in Ottawa, weren't particularly tested there by Ottawa Fury, who probably aren't as strong as they have been the last couple of years. I think Greg Vanney will probably mix and match and maybe leave his designated players out of this one or on the bench. So I wouldn't expect that team that's named on Wednesday night to influence his team selection much on Saturday. He'll be looking ahead to Columbus, I'm sure, making sure everyone's fresh. But it has been a really good Canadian championship this year. This is the first time TFC come into it at the semifinal stage because they were the winners last year of the tournament. But it's been an expanded tournament this year with the introduction of the new Canadian Premier League. And the other semifinal, we've seen Montreal take on Cavalry FC, which is a new Canadian Premier League team. We've already knocked out Vancouver Whitecaps this year. So there's a lot more interest in the Canadian Championship here than there has been in past years, that's for sure.
That's great for the country, and you're great for the show, as always, to give us our TFC filling. These games, the Trillium Cup, have been a lot more competitive in recent years. Looking forward to another good one on Saturday night, 7:30 kickoff from Mafre Stadium. Always good to talk to you. Luke Weilman of TSN. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Neil. See you Saturday.
That's the perspective from north of the border. When we come back, a little Ohio State soccer preview and catching up with one of the crew greats, Brian Masenoff. This is Inside the Crew, 97.1 The Fan.
Check out The Fan's Bo Bishop and James Laurinaitis every weekday morning from 10 to noon. Bishop and Laurinaitis on Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Root Insurance could save you up to 52% on your car insurance. Here's how it works. Root uses an app to base rates primarily on how you drive. Since we don't insure bad drivers, you don't have to pay for their accidents. We designed car insurance entirely around your smartphone. Just download the Root app and drive around for a few weeks. The app measures your driving behavior so good drivers could get the rate they deserve. And with Root, you have everything you need right at your fingertips, from your policy to claims to repairs. So download the app. If you're a good driver, you could save up to 52% on your car insurance. And that leaves you extra money to buy something you really want. Right now, we'll give you $15 just for completing the test drive with promo code ROOT40. That's ROOT40. Download the Root app today. Not available in all states. Savings based on national reviews reported by actual customers. Offer good through 9/30/19. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.
I'd been smoking for a while. I tried vaping when it first came out. It just didn't work for me. But recently, I tried MyBlu, and it actually gave me the nicotine satisfaction I was looking for. MyBlu is easy to use, and it lasts all day. I even like having the different flavors and nicotine options. It's nice having a choice. I think other smokers will be surprised by MyBlu. I certainly was.
Find MyBlu in a store near you or order online, myblu.com.
Explore Ohio's place in national sports history in Ohio, Champion of Sports, on exhibit at the Ohio History Center. Learn about the birth of the NFL and the MLB, the youngest woman to qualify for the Indy 500, and more. Visit ohiohistory.org/sports to buy your tickets today.
Hey, it's Anthony Rothman. I'll be at the Sprint Store, 1500 Polaris Parkway, this Saturday, 11 to 1. Sprint's going to have great deals, and the fan will have awesome prizes. See you Saturday at Sprint on Polaris Parkway.
If you wake up on Saturday morning and think to yourself, I miss those two dumb radio idiots,
we've got you covered.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend, Saturday mornings at 10.
Presented by Kevin Kurgis and sponsored by Comfort Dental.
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Let's talk about Noah. Last year, he had a fast food delivery job. The hours were garbage. The pay was worse. So he went to My Computer Career. In less than 6 months, Noah started his IT career. Now he's in line for his second promotion. Is your job garbage? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Good is getting an awesome back-to-school haircut. Great is giving back at the same time. This back-to-school season, when you get our free Great Clips online check-in app, we'll donate $1 in supplies to schools in need with a goal of donating $400,000. And with some delivery help from Monster Jam, this is one easy way to make a big difference. You get the app, we donate $1. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at greatclips.com/schools. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Visit our Columbus area salons.
If you're looking for more ways to save, you're going to love the Buy 5, Save 5 event happening now at Kroger. Just choose from a wide selection of participating items. And when you buy any five, you'll save $5 at checkout with card. Visit Kroger.com or the app for details. And while you're online, download your coupon to earn one extra fuel point for every dollar you spend Thursdays through Sundays. Limited time offers and restrictions apply. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger. It's back to school time, and at Kroger, we've got more ways to save for an awesome start to the year. With great sales on their favorites, fuel points, and digital coupons, the savings for back to school really add up. Stop in and save on fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $1.79 a pound, and USDA Choice boneless New York strip steaks are $5.99 a pound in the value pack with card. More ways to save. It's easy at Kroger.
Visit 971thefan.com to vote in the fan poll.
Presented by Byers Imports, by the airport.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Back to Inside the Crew. Here's Neil Sika and Dwight Burgess.
Zero shed says no way out. No solutions given now.
Back here on ITC, Dwight will be back on the show next week, and it's a big one with two games. New York City and Cincinnati, the return leg. They're both on the road for the black and gold. It's just nonstop here, the push in August. And then they'll have an open weekend, that first weekend in September. But just three home games remain. Saturday, Toronto FC, 7:30. You can get tickets online, columbuscrewsc.com. And, of course, stock up on crew gear, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, in the crew shop at Moffray Stadium. It's always great when we can catch up with crew alums, and Alumni Weekend is actually coming up Saturday, August 31st, when Chicago is in town. And a few weeks ago on the show, had Dante Washington on and talking about his new role. He just started, so he's about a week into his new job, but one of the crew greats. And he's not too far away, just up the Olentangy at Jesse Owens, is Brian Masenoff, the World Cup veteran, and his entire MLS career spent in black and gold. And it's great to catch up with the man who was kind enough to join us on the show before his Ohio State season starts, but he's been keeping a close eye on Columbus as well. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, Neil. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's always good to catch up. And I know you were at the Columbus-Cincinnati game Saturday. How fun would it have been back in 1996, the early days of the league, to have an Ohio matchup like that? What do you think it would have been like?
I mean, that was a great rivalry. I was able to go there with my family. And, I mean, just the atmosphere, the intensity. The game itself was entertaining for sure. But the atmosphere in the crowd, I mean, it just... It's one of those games that you'll remember for a while because of the whole environment, and it was such a great battle.
Did it take you back to some of the maybe USA Mexico meetings at Moffray or the early days at Ohio Stadium when 30,000 would constantly pack into the Shoe?
Yeah, I mean, there's been so many games. I mean, at the Shoe, there's been games, you know, at Old Cruz Stadium when I played. I mean, and then to see Mexico and the U.S. play there. I mean, those are all games that are just will stick in your mind for a long, long time because of the atmosphere in that stadium. It's fantastic. And then you had it packed. I mean, FC Cincinnati had a great away following, and then the crew fans were unbelievable. And it was, like I said, it was a good soccer game too. So, like I said, the whole package is fantastic.
Brian Masenoff, our guest here on Inside the Crew. Dante Washington, we had him on. I just mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, and now starting in the office, it's great to know that alums are being involved in this new process. Of course, you know Dr. Pete very well, but there was a while, Brian, where we didn't know if this rivalry, Columbus-Cincinnati, was going to exist, if the team was going to be here. So how much of a relief, as you watch from a distance and being black and gold, true and true, that everything worked out in a fairy tale style?
Yeah, I mean, it worked out from going to arguably, I mean, the worst possible scenario of the crew leaving to the best possible scenario of having great ownership, Dr. Edwards, the Haslams. I mean, they are, you couldn't ask for a better ownership group, and the crew staying and now bringing in alums. And it's always been a family type club. I mean, it just has that family feel to it. And to bring in the alums, Dante, Frankie, all those guys that are now working in the front office, I mean, it's such a neat feeling that the club has right now.
Brian Masenoff with us here on Inside the Crew. The alumni game was so popular at the end of last season and ended up turning to be a celebration. I think you were on the road with Ohio State that weekend, but if Dante is able to recycle that, would we see you lace up the boots again for a short stint?
Yeah, I was so bummed out I didn't get to join. I mean, it was so much fun. My wife and my son were able to go. My daughter, they went, and she kept me updated because we were on the road, and I was so bummed out that I couldn't be there. But definitely, I believe they're thinking about that Saturday morning. We play on Friday and we play on Sunday. But that Saturday morning would work out perfect. And I would love to jump out there with the guys.
Yeah, that is the Wolstein Classic, the traditional kickoff to the season for Ohio State soccer. Cal State Northridge, August 30th is your opener. Brian Masenoff is our guest here on Inside the Crew. We'll get to your Buckeyes in a moment. But how much MLS do you still watch on the regular? I know you keep a close eye on the crew, but you told me last year that's your league. I mean, that's the one you pay attention to the most. So I'm sure now with the national coverage and the way it's grown in terms of the gameplay and the introduction of TAM and GAM and all this allocation money that wasn't there in your day makes for a lot more of an interesting product.
Yeah, I mean, I watch as much as I can. I nestle down on Sunday to a couple games on Sunday that we're on, and then I always click on the highlights Sunday morning from the games on Saturday if I couldn't catch them. I mean, it's it's such a fun league, and to see how it's grown, and the quality on the field, and the atmospheres in the stadiums. I mean, just to see how much it's grown over the last 20 years is pretty incredible. And so to be a part of it, I love to watch games.
Brian Masonoff, the guest here on Inside the Crew. I'm sure it's convenient when there are alums in town like Dante and Frankie, as you mentioned. But on a regular basis, how often do you talk to former teammates, whether they live here or they live far? It's probably a little more congested with the schedule that you've been involved in the last few years, whether you were at Indiana or now at Ohio State. But is it just texts or is it more phone calls? What's the frequency in terms of keeping up with Crew alums?
Yeah, you know, we do it all. You know, just the relationships that we built as the club, like I said, the club is such a family atmosphere that, you know, my teammates are you know, we're friends forever. And the best part about it is whether we keep in contact once a month or every other week or it's once a year, it's like when you meet the guys, when you match up with the guys, it's like we haven't missed a beat and you just pick up where we left off. So, I mean, it's such a family brotherhood that the alums are part of, which is really neat.
Brian Masonoff is the guest here on Inside the Crew. He's leading the Buckeyes into year two of his tenure. I know how competitive you are, and for the kids in general, and for what you took over last season, and it was a tough season. One win, but through the course of the campaign, but things got better in the competitiveness, and you had a tough schedule. I mean, the Midwest soccer, collegiate soccer scene is so tough. Look at the College Cup and case in point. But what did you learn about yourself as a head coach and as a group to try and get this thing going in the direction you want it?
Yeah, it was. I say it all the time. It was a challenging year. The timing of the hire and when we got here and took over. You know, we got here at summertime. We weren't able to work with the boys, and so preseason was the first time that they heard our voice. So I mean, there were a lot of challenges into the season. I give the guys a lot of credit because it was a challenge for them as well, the players, and they battled, and it wasn't easy, and they kept getting better and working hard, and you know, you throw our schedule on top of it, a couple injuries, and it, like I said, it made for a very challenging year. You know, from a coaching standpoint, it really pushes your ability to you know, keep a group together and continue to get better on and off the field. And I thought that's what this group did. And then there were some changes in the off season, all for good reasons. And then, you know, we brought in a couple, transfers, at mid year. And then we got five freshmen coming in for the fall, excuse me. And we had a successful spring. I thought the guys really came together, continue to grow and develop and had a really good spring in terms of being part of that Crew Spring League and did well and ended up winning the Crew Spring League and four meaningful games, which was great for us in the spring. And, you know, we just hope that growth and development over the summer continued and into the fall. And this should be an exciting season. And we're, today was day one. Our first training was this morning with a little fitness test and then a little bit of training after, and the boys looked good, and the attitude and the focus was fantastic.
Three exhibition games on the docket, too, in the lead-up to that Northridge game to start things off on August 30th. Brian Masonoff, the guest, Ohio State head coach, right here on Inside the Crew. What excites you the most about year two? You mentioned your recruiting class. There are some young faces returning, Xavier mm-hmm. Green among them, to name an individual that has the chance to really excel, Joshua Jackson Ketchup. You've got your goalkeeper yep. back. What do you like about maybe the competitive battles you'll have within the team going into year two?
Yeah, I mentioned earlier, I just thought the growth from the spring to really all get on the same page, to develop those habits that will really determine your success. I mean, we say it all the time, that culture develops those daily habits. Those daily habits are really what will determine your success. And, you know, trophies and NCAA tournaments are all just byproducts of what you do on a daily basis. And those habits, you know, don't get formed overnight. It takes time. And like I said, throughout last year, and then especially in the spring, the amount of work, the amount of focus and effort that these guys put into to develop those daily habits was really fun to watch. And I know throughout the spring and over the summer, they continued it, and those habits will really pay off in the fall. So we're excited just that group we had, the majority of them in the spring, that they got to work together, get on the same page. tactically, and then technically just continued to get cleaner and sharper. And I thought they did a wonderful job. So again, the whole group, yeah, we have some guys returning, the Xavier Greens, Devin Etling scored a couple goals, you know, during the spring. You know, our center back CC is sure. Uche is back, and Jake Shepherd, who was coming off an injury, who had a nice fall for us, and he'll be 100% healthy. You know, we got some exciting pieces. So it's like I said, it's going to be a fun year.
Brian Masonoff, the guest here on Inside the Crew. Before I let you go, the development academies and now the role that they play, and then also the help in the recruiting game with yourself at Ohio State. But before at Indiana, you saw Andrew Gutman make his Cincinnati debut, a player you know very well, and won the Herman Trophy. But that's the same case for Columbus. How much value do you think that would have made back in the day to start development academies? I know the money wasn't there in the early 90s, but now it flourishes. It helps the product. You're seeing young guys all the time out at crew training or the respective clubs, and not only professional careers, maybe in the wider lens, but what they could do for a collegiate program and helping boost that.
Yeah, I think just youth soccer in general has really grown over the last 10, 15 years. There's so many good soccer players out there. You have your academies that, you know, have a direct influence with the first team. I mean, you have a lot of good other, you know, youth clubs out there.
Sure.
Especially in Columbus. There's so many good clubs. And there's so many good players for colleges to watch and to pick from. I mean, it's fun to see how the level of soccer across the board in the youth system has really grown. And that's a credit to, you know, all the clubs, the academies, to all the coaches out there. I mean, it's just fun to see how the game has grown from the youth level on up.
Very fruitful area of players here in the Midwest across youth-wise, college-wise, and now we've got two professional teams in Ohio, which is great to see. Brian Masonoff, crew legend here on the show, Ohio State head coach, getting fall practice underway. Brian, great to catch up. You're always welcome on the show, and Dwight sends his regards as well. He's coming back preseason in England with Wittenberg, but it was great to catch up, and great. We wish you all the best going into year two.
Well, send Dwight my best. Thanks for having me, and all the best to you as well.
All right. Brian Masonoff, Ohio State head coach. When we come back, put a bow on the show. Stay right here, 97.1 The Fan.
Your home of the Buckeyes, Jackets, NFL, Major League Baseball, and pretty much everything you can shake a stick at. What? It's a saying, The Fan.
For over 70 years, Moffering Insurance has been offering Ohio customers a full range of insurance solutions for their home and automobiles in partnership with a broad network of independent agents, helping you get the right insurance for your cars and homes, along with extra coverage like umbrella insurance, is what we pride ourselves on. Contact your independent agent to learn more about what Moffray can do for you, or visit moffrayinsurance.com/crewsc.
Finding your beach with a Corona can sounds exactly the same as finding your beach with a Corona bottle. To prove it, listen as this man relaxes with a Corona can. While this man has a Corona bottle. Can. Bottle. Once more, a Corona can. Well, they still sound almost exactly the same. The Corona can. Another way to find your beach. Please drink responsibly. Corona Extra Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Got an old car you want to sell?
I do, for cash.
Then go to pickandpull.com or call 800-442-JUNK and they'll give you a cash quote.
Oh, you mean like Johnny Cash said?
I wear black because I'm comfortable in it.
Not that kind of quote. I mean, if you go to pickandpull.com or call 800-442-JUNK,
yep.
Pick and Pull will give you a quote for cash for your junk car.
Got it.
And towing is free.
You know who said that?
Yeah, I did just now.
That's right.
Got an old junk car? Need cash? Call 800-442-JUNK, 800-442-5865, or go to pickandpull.com.
When it comes to my family's health care, I want the highest quality care possible. That's why I choose Buckeye Health Plan. Buckeye is rated number one in quality for Medicaid in Ohio. They cover doctor, dental, and vision visits, as well as prescription drugs, at no cost to me. Buckeye gives me rides to my doctor and has a free 24-hour nurse line. I even earn rewards for making healthy choices. Choose quality. Choose Buckeye. Go to choosebuckeye.com to find out how.
Here's a look.
little radio lesson. We have three stations for you to choose from. You're on the Fan, but if you hit that little HD icon on your radio, it magically takes you to 1460 ESPN. And then if you hit it again, it's our HD3 signal. Sometimes you'll find goodies on there like crew games. This public service is brought to you by me.
At Speedway, we're always looking out for you. That's why we invest in industry-leading technology like our fast and secure pumps. They're designed to protect you with state-of-the-art card readers that feature the latest advances in credit card security to keep your information safe as you pay. Which means, when you fill up here, you know Speedway's got your back. So you can get what you need and get on your way. Fast and secure pumps. State-of-the-art card readers. The convenience stores of Speedway.
Now that the warm weather is upon us, don't you think your roof should get looked at? Call Allstate Exteriors now for a free roof inspection. With over 25 years of roofing experience, Allstate Exteriors is your trusted local contractor. Visit Allstate Exteriors online at ohioroof.com.
Bread? Really? What are you going to do? Have your breakfast sandwich on bread?
Maybe.
Not today, Karen. Today, Tim Hortons is taking the boring out of breakfast with the new blueberry waffle breakfast sandwich.
Ooh, sweet.
Yeah, and savory. Sausage, fluffy eggs, and melty cheese between two blueberry waffles made with real blueberries.
I'm in. Where and when?
Tim Hortons. And now for the new blueberry waffle breakfast sandwich. Or try the maple waffle breakfast sandwich for a limited time at participating restaurants.
Living in Denial, Ohio, it's really nice.
Because when we hear about the opioid crisis, we know it's not going to happen here.
It just feels safe and secure being in Denial.
There's like a peace of mind.
Opioids?
It doesn't happen here.
No.
My daughter is good friends.
My boys would tell me anything.
Exactly.
No, our kids are way too busy.
They would never abuse opioids.
Welcome to Denial.
Don't live in Denial, Ohio. Talk to your kids about drugs and they'll be up to 50% less likely to use them. Find out more at don'tliveindenial.org. A message from the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance.
Join us for good times and great golf at the Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship August 15th through the 18th. Pub 13 is the place to be where birdies equal drink specials. And don't miss the Party on the Range Saturday featuring Rock House. Admission is free. Go to ncc-golf.com today.
Back to Inside the Crew. Here's Neil Sika and Dwight Burgess.
Okay, welcome back. Final few minutes on the show. Great group of guests. Pedro Santos, remember to vote for him for MLS Goal of the Week, MLSsoccer.com. Luke Weilman of TSN and Brian Mazanoff, one of the greats. Honestly, there hasn't been a guy in the locker room as long as I've been here that hasn't been a great guy or enjoyed getting to know. But if you go back and talk to those who were here at day one of the club, whether it be Dwight, Steve Cirk's been around, and if you saw him play and remember his days, but he's the nicest guy, Brian Mazanoff, one of the best. And we wish him well in year two with Ohio State. Speaking of Ohio State, it's also great to see. We're going to talk to Dwight about this when he comes back, but his season's getting going. And John Bloom, former Ohio State head coach, will be part of his staff for the 2019 season. This is 2019-2020 is just around the corner, believe it or not. I can't believe we're already at the midpoint of August. Full season memberships on sale now. The club kicking off that campaign last week. All members receive new downtown stadium priority, the best prices on home matches, and so much more. 614-447-CREW or visit columbuscrewsc.com for more information. If you are a subscriber to The Athletic, Stan Stashkul had an article last week with Tim Bezbachinko. I think they're looking, I think there was a date in there, October 10th. They were looking for stadium groundbreaking. Could be November 10th, October 10th. I got to go back and reread it, but it's coming up soon. So make sure you get on the 2020 full season memberships and get involved with the new downtown stadium. It's going to be electrifying. Mentioned the Trillium Cup Saturday, 7:30. Kids invited to stick around for Scott's post-match PKs on the pitch. Visit columbuscrewsc.com to get your tickets today. And once again, to reiterate, 614-447-CREW for those full season memberships, which are now on sale for 2020. Some stuff, some news and notes around MLS. Mike Petke dismissed as the head coach of Real Salt Lake. The homophobic slurs against Tigres after losing the league's cup, of all things. I know he's a competitive guy, and that's caused a lot of talk amongst the MLS media here in the last couple of days. So RSL has a new coach, and they'll be changing directions of a club that's right there in the playoff mix. Interesting to see Freddy Juarez taking over in the interim. You've got Ernie Stewart advancing his role, and now we'll have the U.S. men and women underneath him. Kate Markgraf takes over as the women's GM. So the men's program is going to have to hire a general manager. We'll see what happens there. We haven't mentioned on the show Josh Wolf, who was the top assistant for Greg Berhalter. Everyone knows by now he's going to coach Austin FC going into 2021. And so how will Greg Berhalter fill out the staff and wish Josh well in his new endeavor? He certainly earned a head coaching job, I'll tell you that. Regardless of where it is, the guy's a bright mind for the game. Great guy, wonderful career, and now getting the chance to be the head coach of the new team down in Texas. So that's just a lot of stuff on the live wire action heading into 2020 and beyond. So get on those season ticket memberships, and we'll see you out at Mafrey this Saturday. You're going from Hell is Real to the Trillium Cup. Should be a good one and an important one for the crew. I'm not saying that it was the be-all, end-all with a tie against Cincinnati, but that's the last-place team in the league. They very well know that it's going to get a lot more difficult, especially if they don't get the three against Toronto, who's been a mixed bag of up and down this season. You heard Luke Wildman talking about how they were winless for much of May, and who knows what team will show up. But Pozuelo and Altidore, they can beat you with their individual play. And when they're on the field, they're that much more dangerous. So looking forward to a good one. Colin Berringer produced it. You listened, and you'll listen in podcast form if that's what you do. And we'll talk to you next Tuesday. We'll get you ready for the big two-game week. I want to thank the guests again, Pedro Santos, Luke Wildman, Brian Mazenoff. And on we go. Can't believe it, but already game number 27 this week for Columbus, and just one of three home games remaining. Hope to see you out at Crew Stadium. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Neil Sika. Inside the Crew every Tuesday at 9 right here on your home for it, 97.1 The Fan. Have a good night.
Golic and Wingo. Golic and Wingo. Wingo. Mike Golic and Trey Wingo. Every weekday morning from 6 to 10. This is Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Papa John's believes it's good to be different, so we've added 6 new pizzas to our handcrafted specialty menu, because no one rolls with an all-cheese crew. So get together and figure out who's a meatball and pepperoni and who's an ultimate pepperoni, who's a flying Hawaiian or a zesty Italian, and who gets the title of Mr. or Miss Congeniality, the pepperoncini. That's all the ingredients you need for a good time. And right now, get any large specialty for just $12. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. At participating U.S. stores, taxes and delivery fee extra.
From the opening kickoff through the 90th minute, your Columbus Crew SC never stops battling to secure a victory. And at Medical Mutual, we never stop working to provide high-quality health insurance plans for individuals, families, and businesses throughout Ohio. Every day, our goal is to offer members an extensive network of doctors and hospitals and award-winning service. As the official health insurer of the Columbus Crew SC, we're happy to assist you with a scoring plan that meets your needs. Visit MedMutual.com/CrewSC.
At GBQ, our purpose is clear. We empower growth. Growth of our people, our communities, and our clients' businesses. As a top tax, accounting, and consulting firm here in Columbus, Ohio for more than 65 years, we're driven by the outcomes that we know can change the lives of those we work with and for. We've learned that this is what matters most to our stakeholders. It is this purpose that drives and inspires us every day. It's why we exist. Visit us online at gbq.com. GBQ, empowering growth.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine. We feel great.
Can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night.
I don't think it's a secret anymore.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing. Only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
We have to talk about it.
Nope, I don't wanna.
We have to.
No.
But we need life insurance.
La, 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 la. I am not listening to you. La,
so
la,
you
la,
don't
la.
Love me then?
What? Oh, fine. We need life insurance, but all the paperwork, it's such a pain.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos? Is that some kind of yoga thing?
No, Ethos is life insurance for people like us.
Like us?
People who don't have time for fine print, insurance jargon, and hidden fees.
Yeah, I pretty much hate all that stuff.
Of course you do. With Ethos, you can apply online, and there's a policy for every budget.
Really?
Yes. The online application only takes 10 minutes, and you'll be taking the first step in ensuring the kids and I'll be safe, even if something unexpected happens.
Ethos brings you choices that don't require